Hello, everybody. I'm Alexis, and I'm an alcoholic. And my sobriety date is 9/10/11. That's a cool one. It was unintentional, very unintentional, but that's my sobriety date. And I have a home group. I have a sponsor who has a sponsor, and I'm available to sponsor others. So I guess I'll just jump right in, what it was like, what happened, and what it's like now. I was born in a small city in upstate New York. It's called Binghamton. It's like, I don't know, like 150,000 people in like three towns combined. So it's quite small, and it's kind of like the suburbs. It's like, I always think of like Smallville, that old show, how it's like, you know, the typical like 1950s, like, you know, the cheerleaders and the jocks and school spirit, yay, you know, and like that's really, it was really like a kind of a nice place to grow up. I didn't see it that way, but I was born 1991 to a loving mother and father. I'm the oldest. And as a little girl, as a small child, I was very outgoing and very bright. I was in like the gifted and talented classes, and very sociable and very happy. My mom said I was a perfect child. So that kind of, I don't even know. I'm such a perfectionist, but she did say I was a perfect child until I hit puberty. But I do remember, even as a little girl, I remember, you know, just never wanting to be in trouble. Like, I was very sensitive. My kindergarten teacher had me, like, pegged and was like, you know, Alexis, said, like, write in my report card, Alexis is very sweet, but she is a crybaby. And she's very emotional, and I am very emotional. And so I was a really quite happy child, but what I was going to say was, you know, I do remember having some feelings of shame as a child. Like, I remember being really young and being very shameful of myself, you know, and it was that, like, insecurity, like, the inferiority and those really shameful, like, feelings of, like, I don't, like, it's not okay to be me, you know, when I was a little girl. Various bits here and there. And when I was around, like, 10, 11, like, I started to go through some changes, and I didn't have a good relationship with my father, and he's been absent for a long time, and I should say that my parents never drank. My dad had an awful drinking problem before him and my mom started dating, and she said it's either me or the booze, and he gave up the booze, and for my mom. And my mom's parents both drank a lot and used to get into physical fights, and some nasty stuff happened when she was a little girl, and so my mom doesn't drink at all. She's never been drunk. And so she hates alcohol, and my father quit drinking for my mom. So there was no alcohol in the home. And when I was like 10, 11, I remember going up to this camp in the Thousand Islands. We had like a house up there and like a boat, and we lived in like a cottage area, and there were like other teenagers. And I remember that there were a couple girls, they were a little older than me, and their parents all drank. And that was really my first like coming into contact with alcohol. And I remember thinking like they were the cool parents. And I thought that was cool that, like, they were out, like, getting trashed at the bar all night and doing crazy stuff and crashing their golf carts and driving the boat drunk. That seemed really cool at the time. And that we kind of had free reign when I went to my friend's house. And I remember I started sneaking out when I was 12 years old, and that's when I had my first drink. I remember my first drink. I can remember it very, very clearly. I remember being right exactly where I was by the docks, and I remember they had the alcohol, and I was so curious. And they had, like, a Smirnoff Ice, like, under their shirt that they had, like, stole from their parents', like, shed that was full of booze. And to me, that was like, ah, you know. And I was, like, so curious. I was like, what is that? What is that? And I remember, you know, drinking some of it and just wanting more and more and more immediately. And I remember, I don't know if it was immediately that, I think you know, it was that first day. I don't know if I got really drunk, but I know that I felt like I fit in. And all of a sudden, like, those feelings of shame left. And I could talk to people, and I felt a part of. And it made me feel really cool. And I remember being, like, this was, like, the summer after sixth grade. And I remember going into seventh grade, and, like, I, like, completely changed. Once I had that first drink, like, completely changed. And I remember, like, telling people, like, yeah, like, I drank at, like, fucking 12, you know. And sorry, my language. I shouldn't have sworn. But I was, like, that's, like, I remember saying, like, that's my thing. Like, going into, like, middle school, being, like, yeah, you guys just are not cool. Like, I just thought the other kids were not cool. And, like, I was... You know, I started to get into... I liked to do what I wasn't supposed to do. You know, I never thought the rules applied to me. I was doing what I was doing, and I was either superior or inferior. And around, like, my school, the school kids, like, I really acted like I thought I was superior. Like, I was like, I'm drinking, like, I'm doing other stuff. Like, I'm so cool for you. I'm too cool for you. And so I started to really, like, not get along with my classmates. Yeah, so, because that was, like, not cool back then. Like, I was drinking before, like, it was cool to the other kids, and I thought it was cool, and they really did not like that, and I was, like, the troublemaker, and I was the girl that, like, your mother warned you about, and I was the girl that, like, your parents wanted you to stay away from, because I was up to no good. You know, once I had that first drink, you know, I remember being 14 years old, and there were people drinking on a Thursday night, and I remember getting into a physical fight with my dad, and I remember screaming at him, and I remember kicking him, and, like, telling him I wanted him to die, because all I cared about at that moment was that I wanted to go out and I wanted to drink, because I couldn't stand the way that I felt, and drinking was my solution. And, like, that's pretty, like, I remember being, like, 14, having these, like, meltdowns. Like, I need to go drink. Like, why don't they understand, you know? Like, let me act like an adult and, like, having the cops called, you know? And I remember, like, from a young age, like, I remember being also in middle school, and I would walk in. Like, my parents would find me walking in, like, mid-blackout at, like, 6 a.m., you know, and no idea where I'd been, no idea what was going on. And I quickly, throughout those first years, you know, I immediately, like, all I wanted to do was drink. Like, that was, like, top priority, you know, and that was the cool thing for me to do. And I didn't get along with my parents anymore, and I was, like, I was really miserable. I was really a difficult teenager. And I had this boyfriend who drove, and that was cool. And his parents would buy us booze, and I was always, like... I made friends based on what you could do for me. You know, like, I can go over to your house, your parents are going to buy us booze. Like, we don't have a curfew, nobody's watching us. Like, I can drink and do whatever I want. And those are the people that I attracted. Those are the people that I sought out. Because my parents were a little bit more strict, so I never wanted to be there. And when I was 15, we moved into a house, and my mom installed, like, this big, crazy alarm system where all the windows and doors beep at my house. And it goes beep, beep, beep. Beep, 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 like that, anytime you open. I will tell you that it only beeps if you open the bottom of the windows, not the top of the windows. Also, all of the doors beep, and the first day that I was there, I had a pair of sneakers stored under my bed in my bedroom. I had a little stepladder so that I could jump out the top of the window. I would just throw the ladder out. I would have, like, specific sneakers because my feet would get dirty. Like, this was how elaborate it was that I needed to go out and drink, you know? Then I would, like, throw the ladder out, and I would throw the shoes out, and I would jump out the window. And then when it was, like, getting to be light out again, I would step up the ladder and go over the window and pull the ladder in and keep my shoes under the bed so they wouldn't even know. And then I started taping the door. Then when I started taping the door, that was... bad, because I thought I could stay out later, and then everyone would be awake, and I'd be waltzing in, and, hey, what's up, you know, so that was not good, and my dad would always catch me, and we had it out, you know, for a long time, and I remember being, like, 15, like, drinking and driving, and drugging and driving, and being introduced to other substances, and other substances are part of my story. I will tell you, I heard somebody say at a meeting once that drugs are like a toboggan to hell. And that's my experience. is that I maybe could have, like, went on drinking for a while, like a mess, but the drugs just really, like, made me come here a little quicker. And so kind of got through high school, and nobody really liked me because I was a mess and I was a jerk. So I went off to college, and then everyone, like, then it was, like, cool to do the wrong thing. And I had arrived then, because, like, then I was cool, you know, and it was like, don't you know who I am? It's like, but to be honest, what I really was I was a drunk. And my drinking wasn't, like, funny, you know, like you hear about, like, the funny stories. Like, it wasn't really funny. Like, maybe in the beginning it was funny, but, like, I did, like, really, like, embarrassing shit. Like, I was really a mess, you know? Like, I didn't do just, like, stupid, like, shit. Like, I would, like, my friends would all be mad at me because, like, I would hit on, you know, their boyfriends or the guys that they liked or whatever, because I just didn't care. Or, like, I would get totally drunk and take off all my clothes and just wear, like, my slippers around the dorm rooms and walk around. But you see what I mean? Like, that's not really funny. Like, that's really embarrassing the next morning. But I was just, like, a total train wreck. Like, when I think of my drinking career, I think crash and burn. I thought I had it all together, but that was clearly wrong. I was very delusional for a long time. I'm drinking, partying, doing my thing until I found my drug of choice. That was what ultimately brought me down because of the price, because of how much, that's exactly what it was, because it's more pricey, you know what I mean? You can get a lot drunker, cheaper, then you can keep doing this, you know what I mean? It's like, ugh, couldn't keep up, and seriously, for real, and because I had to be under the influence at all times, and like, people like ran from me, like it amazes me how like, people like can keep like boyfriends like, when they're drinking, because, like, guys, like, ran from me. Like, I remember, like, my best friend was like, you're a guy's worst nightmare. And I was, like, so insulted, but I knew it was true. And, just because I was, like, scary. Like, when I drink, like, it's, like, scary. Like, it's not really funny. Like, people would be like, what happened to you? You know? Like, what do you mean? It's like, but anyways, so I got a DWI. I remember going to the place. They had this like thing where it was like, I gotta get sober. So anyways, I had a DWI and I was doing all kinds of crazy things for money and booze and drugs, and I basically wanted to die. And my parents wanted me to go to rehab for a few years, they've been asking me. And so finally, like, I got to the point where I went, you know, I wasn't functioning. Like, I don't function when I'm drinking. Like, people can try and take care of me all you want, but I don't function, and it's like a hurricane, like, wrecking people's lives. And so I went to treatment, and I went to treatment in New York, and then I went to treatment down here. I went to Turning Point. I was in treatment. I was, like, 6 months sober before I got out of treatment. Went to Halfway House. And so I wasn't paying good enough attention to time. I was rambling. I'm like Chatty Cathy these days. But it's like, you know, ultimately, if I could summarize it, I found a higher power of my understanding. And I completely changed myself. I changed everything about myself. And I'll tell you that it was the best decision of my life. And I like my life today. Like, I don't want to die anymore. Like, I wanted to die for a long time. And I really enjoy life today, and I'm really happy, and I'm having a baby. I'm like, you know, having a child, holy shit, you know. When I came into this program, I couldn't even take care of myself, and now I'm getting ready to take care of another child. And like, it just amazes me how I see, like, you know, my God show up in my life, and the things that I'm able to do is just amazing. So if I could say to the newcomer, keep coming back, and thanks for my sobriety.